Hi everyone, our Bison Video Blog Summer Series continues as we look at the top five newcomers for 2017, along with noted author Jeff Kolpak. I'm Dom Izzo. Today we focus on number four, and ardent viewers of the blog are going, wait a minute, Dom and Jeff, this guy was on last year. How can he possibly be back? But he didn't play last year, Jeff, and that's Sean Engel. Obviously the outstanding high school wide receiver from Chaska, Minnesota, redshirted last year. We thought he was going to play. He got hurt during fall camp. He had, from all intents and purposes, from what you and I both watch and chatting with a couple of the coaches and him, I thought he had a really solid spring. The opportunity is now there for him to, you know, use the cliche to take the bull by the horns.
I feel like NDSU's been trying to find the answer to Jake Winicky, yeah, because they let Jake Winicky slip through their recruiting arms and he went on to South Dakota State because their evaluation, that's a long story now, wasn't good enough for NDSU. Anyway, they're looking for that 6'5 guy, and he is 6'5, he's 211, he's got that red zone size.
That right there from the spring game. I know it didn't count, but that's what the Bison coaches think he could do.
And the knack on him is he's got to get off the line. You got to be strong enough to get by that corner. You have to get line. You have to be able to get open. And you can have all the size, speed you want, but if you can't do those fundamentals, you're really useless as a receiver.
I think he told us, too, that was something. And he was spending time, numerous time after practice, working not only on that and also on his hands, because there were times, and you're not going to see it probably in our highlight package, where he had some drops as well. And I know wide receivers do that, but that in an offense that maximizes possessions and maximize possession of the football, you can't have that happen. He's got to be able to hang on to the ball.
And Zach Vrah was so good. He had such good hands, you know.
Ryan
so they're
Smith
looking
did.
For when you're 6'5", when the ball is in your reach and especially high, you have to have the hands to grab it. And that's what Zach Vrah did so well. Zach Vrah was 6'2". This guy's 6'5", so he's physically just that much better than Zach, the all-time leading receiver. But you got to prove it. He's got to get off the line.
Here's the thing. In my estimation, and maybe you disagree, R.J. Erzendowski and Darius Shepard are both very, very good receivers. But in my mind, they're almost the same player. They're not this kind of guy who can bust to the outside and go up and get it like we saw in the spring game. And that's what an element at NDSU hasn't had since Vrah played, or maybe even Warren Holloway played way back when.
Well, Warren Holloway was 6'2". Again, they haven't had this guy.
You're right.
They haven't had this guy. Warren just played big.
He did.
He had that size. Yep. He had long arms. He played bigger than 6'2". But they haven't had the 6'5 guy. So, again, I just think they're desperately waiting for somebody like this to make it happen.
Okay, so now let's talk expectations for this year, because we had this kid labeled last year before he got on campus, and I don't think we were alone. I think if he had a healthy fall, he would have played last season. I think he might have been the one of the class of 2016 that would have seen the field. Now, okay, so he's been here a year.
Be careful here. Let's
so
be
you're
careful.
Saying pump the brakes on
pump
this?
Pump the brakes a little bit.
Okay.
You got Demetri Williams. You got RJ. You got Darius Shepard. You have receivers
in Dallas front of him.
You got Dallas Freeman in front of him. Here's another guy.
Dallas is another guy we thought last year we thought was going to break through and didn't really seize the opportunity. I think the opportunity is there for Engel. If he,
you're not looking at a 40-50 reception guy, though.
I would say in the third. I would say
Shepard.
In the 30.
That's a good one.
I would say in the 30 reception
five, six
category.
Touchdowns?
Somewhere.
Okay.
That probably actually is a little high. I was thinking maybe 3 to 4.
Right.
Somewhere in there, I think that would be a really good year for him. And then obviously depends on the quarterback play as well, of getting him the football. But Easton Stick has, like you mentioned, no Bison quarterback has had this. Not even Carson Wentz had this kind of deep threat. And we have seen what other teams can do. Notably, you point out, and you're dead on with what Jake Winicky did, both with Austin Sumner and then obviously with Taryn Christian over the last few years, what the Jacks have been able to do to other defenses, including NDSU.
That's a good point. You have to have a quarterback who can adjust to the 5'10 guy like Darius Shepard, 5'11, and the 6'5 guy. That's not easy all the time.
Curious to see what happens. Everybody loves the skill positions. Everybody loves to talk about the wide receiver spot, and this is a position, obviously, that is critical to the Bison offense. And one other caveat before we wrap up, how does Courtney Messingham, the new offensive coordinator, integrate his wide receivers? We knew what Tim Polasek wanted to do. How does the new OC use his wide receivers?
Well, I think we heard when Courtney was hired that they're going to adjust the offense a little bit anyway. Whether it was Tim Polasek calling the plays, they're going to evolve the West Coast offense a little bit. And I take that as to have a little better passing game.
Be really fascinating to watch during fall camp as number 80 gets out on the field. We'll see what happens, but he is the next up on our countdown. Sean Engel, number 4 on our newcomers for 2017.